what's going down, y'all. Come the worst, my people's come first. You know the deal. Hey, it's a download here on WGN Radio. It's Tuesday night, and it's time for the worst. This is where we collectively complain and bemoan about the problems and issues in our society for prizes.
Yeah.
312.
Bing, bing, bing. Yeah, girl. Bing, bing.
Here we go.
312-981-7200. What's the worst? Don Hall and Tyler Green are in studio with me. They're the guys behind General Admission, the arts and culture podcast. They just launched a new episode this week. You can find it at generaladmissionchicago.com. Good to see you guys. Thanks
Back
for being here.
You.
You too, brother.
All right. And again, 312-981-7200. We're going to, Don and Tyler and myself, we're going to choose the winners tonight from the calls and texts that come in. What's the worst? Why don't we start tonight like we start every worst with Pete Zimmerman. Pete, how are you, my man?
Can you hear me? I'm wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. Go. Justin, you know what the worst is?
What's the worst?
When the chip-to-dip ratio is off.
Okay.
When there's either too many chips and not enough dip.
Yeah.
Too much dip.
Too much dip.
Yeah, because what do you do with the dip? What do you do if you don't have enough? If you don't have enough chips, what do you just lap it up with your finger? It's like that's I'm with you.
Yeah,
terrible.
There's
nothing
rotten.
Worse. There's nothing worse when you're using your finger.
Do you know what's the worst
for the dip?
You know what's worse? When Don's talking and he doesn't talk in the microphone. That's the worst.
It drives Tyler crazy
just,
for our podcast.
Nobody can hear you. It's a radio
for our podcast.
It's a radio
he gets
station.
So mad at me
radio.
With the microphone. I'm just talking.
Radio.
I don't care that there's
no,
people
Don's
around.
Real, man. He doesn't need mics.
I can
authentic.
Project.
He can project. God. All right. Why don't we start with you, Tyler? This has been a kind of frustrating day for you.
It's been a really tough day.
So why don't we talk about what you have brought to the worst tonight?
Well, I preface this by saying that there is a lot worse things going on in the world, but my fair listeners, our fair listeners, Justin's fair listeners, Hamilton, right? Mm-hmm. Musical swept the Tonys. It's brand new, amazing, all these things. We've heard it all, okay? So I go online, 10 o'clock, convinced, got my husband's Amex cards, my birthday present.
By the way, he actually called in this last night and said, is it okay if I come in at 11:30 instead of 10? Because I need to buy Hamilton tickets.
No.
So he took an hour and a half off of work to do this.
Because I'm because I was coming to this show and working 9 hours. Anyway, so I go on, 10 o'clock, spinning wheel. Oh, two tickets. Great. $177 plus fees, $400. That's kind of a lot for theater. Great. Here we go. Let's continue. Crash. This repeats for like 2 hours. And then I get to work and the same thing happens.
Supposed to be working.
Fast forward to now.
Not working. Doing this.
This moment, I was just leaving work looking at the seating charts, and there are seats. Okay, Justin. So rest assured, people.
There are still seats available.
There are still seats. Now, the first 20 rows of the theater, $500. So it's debatable whether or not a night in the theater is worth $500. Okay? But then you've got all of these obstructed views and limited views. Why do you have so many seats in a theater selling them as obstructed views? Why are you selling the seats? Why are you building the theater? It doesn't make any sense.
So it's the worst when you pay $400 for a seat with a pillar in front of
you.
You
can't see.
That's what the worst is.
And everybody's
is.
Like, it's just columns. It's just poles. I'm like, I don't care what it is. I want to see the show that I paid $200 for. I've got people coming up. I'm thinking
yeah, they agree
loud.
With you. That is
yeah.
the worst. That is the worst.
It's the worst.
Obstructed view.
Obstructed view is the worst. Obstructive view while you're and you're, then your chip to dip ratio goes off. Why? Just kill yourself. It's over.
I can't stop thinking of ranch dressing.
It's over, my friend.
Ranch dressing and Lay's. Not ranch dressing, but that ranch dip with Lay's. Oh, so good.
All right, Don, what do you got?
You know, I'll tell you what. It's similar. The worst, and I didn't do this, but my niece and her friend came in town to do it. When you go to Soldier Field in the rain to see Beyonce, and they won't let you take your umbrella in so that they can sell you a $30 umbrella branded with Soldier Field. That is a load of crap. That is the worst scam I've ever seen. They were selling like $12 ponchos, and I literally gave my niece and her friend, my wife, I gave them my wife's umbrellas, and they had to leave them outside. Of course, they weren't
out there. In a trash
bin. In a trash bin.
I was there. I just got rained on.
Yeah. What a scam.
You bought a ticket for
a
Soldier Field concert outside.
Total scam. So. That's the worst. That is the worst. That somebody's walking around with my wife's pink umbrella that just found it. So, or maybe they resold it for $30. I don't know.
Maybe they needed it.
The next night at Beyonce, they just put a logo on it.
There you go.
Umbrellas, $45.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to the phones. 312-981-7200. 5200. Let's go to John. John, what's the worst?
Well, you know, between Chips and Hamilton, I was hopeful, and I know you guys like sports. Our fine USA soccer team got out there.
Yeah.
Hands delivered to them 4-0 right now, and they didn't play really well. Kind of horrible. It was the worst. Watching their performance.
There you go, John. Thank you. The worst.
Didn't know that was happening, so thanks, John.
That's a big game, and not a good performance for USA soccer to lose to Argentina. They play Argentina tonight? 4-0, no good.
Argentina reminds me of Evita, the musical.
I would say that I would amend that worst, and I would say that the worst is when you get so excited for any sporting event, and you're excited, all the build up to it, and then your team gets blown out.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
And soccer 4-0 is a blowout. I mean, it's not even close. So the idea that you got all jacked up for a USA soccer, like, this is it, we're getting ready, this is a continent, we're taking on the continent, and then to get your butt kicked.
That reminds me of a time that I was at the Blackhawks, and I was there in fairly decent seats watching them, and they were losing quite badly, and these guys in front of me were just buying double shots
is the way to get
for like the whole game, right? And their bill was something like $300-$400, and then the team lost, and I'm like, now what are you gonna do, go home and just be sad and probably drink more?
I mean, I think the worst is the amount of money you pay for stuff like that. Because the thing about it is, I remember the Beyonce tickets were like, you know, $400 a piece, and you've got all these giant screens and all that stuff. I remember seeing Bruce Springsteen, and he was so small on the stage. He could have been anybody. I mean, he could have been any dude. You had to trust that, yeah, that was probably Bruce Springsteen, because there were no giant
megatrons.
For you
guys to be the host of the preeminent arts and culture podcast in town, and all you guys do are go see Beyonce and Hamilton.
I didn't see Beyonce. No. My niece did.
You did.
I would not pay $400. The only way I'm paying $400 is if the Beatles all came back to life. Then I'd pay $400.
All right, coming up, we'll continue the worst here. 312-981-7200. Keep the text coming. We'll read some text. Also, Jasmine and May, stay on the line. We will get to you when we return. 312-981-7200. It's the worst. Stay with us.
It's going down.
It's the worst here on WGN. It's the download. I'm Justin Kaufman. Don Hall and Tyler Green in studio. They're the guys behind the General Admission podcast. You can find it at generaladmissionchicago.com. You guys just put out an episode. What was on this episode?
This was us talking to two very distinct visual artists, both painters, Cleveland Dean and Bruno Cerdo. And Bruno's sort of like modern Renaissance painting, and Cleveland, one of the things he does is he uses fire as his paint.
Oh,
and so it was very interesting to have these two gentlemen talk about art, talk about the art world and sort of the finance. Tyler's big thing was, why does it cost so much? You know, because most art that's hung is, you know, 10,000, and he wanted to do it. And they kind of broke it down for us and talked about what that process is and why it costs so much.
That's interesting.
It was a good episode. It was fun.
GeneralAdmissionChicago.com. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Christy. Christy, what's the worst?
What's the worst? Last night, in the middle of the night, my dog had to go outside, and I got up in the dark, and I broke my toe on my bedroom door.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's the worst.
And I just finished a 6-hour shift bartending.
Oh, wow. Christy, that is literally, that's the worst. Like, I don't think there's
that
any.
Is the worst.
I mean, I guess you could die or hurt yourself even more, but the idea of breaking a toe in the dark when you're.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh,
hey, Christy, Christy, did you get any Hamilton tickets today?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well,
just
the worst. Actually, the worst would be trying to be online to get Hamilton tickets and breaking your toe in exactly the same place that you broke your toe last night. That's the worst, right?
Right. That's not happening.
No, it's not.
Christy, thanks. Hold on. I like Christy. That's a good one. It's bad.
That's pretty rough.
Let's go to May. May, what's the worst?
Hi. The absolute worst is when people let their dogs poo on the sidewalk, and then they try to get it up with that plastic bag, and it smears, and people have to walk in the smear.
I'm with you, man.
And then, you know, all they have to do is get some newspaper, and when the dog, you know, gets into that position, just
slide it underneath
the paper, underneath him, and that will catch everything. And you pick the paper up and put it in a bag. I don't know why people don't think of that. And one lady, her dog had, like, diarrhea, and it was, like, mostly liquid. And she still tried to get it up with the bag, and she couldn't get all of it up, and it was just, like, all over the sidewalk.
All right.
I think the worst is just dog diarrhea.
May. Thank you,
dog diarrhea is the worst, but, you know.
Yes.
All right, I agree with May. This was an issue I had last week. We talked about it, that, you know, the idea that you're walking and then you're walking on smeared dog excrement is no good. Like, I hate that. I hate that more than anything in the neighborhood where you're just like, what is going on? Why is this smeared? Did you not clean it up? And May is going the one step further to go, the cleanup is what caused the...
So I think smears. Most of the smears happen from people stepping in it.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is like, because most of the smears I see... are big smears, and there's no big piece of plastic you used on that. Somebody took a dump, and I say somebody because it doesn't always have to be a dog. We're in Chicago. If somebody took a dump and somebody cleaned it up and somebody stepped in it and they smeared it.
Personal experience?
Yes.
Yes.
I live in Wicker Park. It's a personal experience.
Right. My cat right now has decided, and I don't know why she's doing this. I think she's mad, but she keeps either throwing up or pooping. I can't figure out what it is in little spots all over the house where she knows she shouldn't be. Like she's leaving a message for me or something, and I don't know what it's about.
I'm so glad I have neither a pet or a child. I'm so happy that I have neither of those things because they just pretty much sound like the worst to me.
All right, there you go.
There you go. Having a pet or a child.
All right, let's go to Jasmine. Jasmine, what's the worst?
All right, well, I'm starting this off by saying I am in high school.
Okay.
But you know what's the worst thing in the world right now? When I'm in my gym, in the pool for my gym period, and there's a fire drill while everyone is in the pool, and we have to get out of the pool, like just like everyone in the school, go outside. But the difference is we're half naked and dripping wet.
Yeah, I mean, there an argument can be made that if there was a fire, an actual fire alarm,
that
would be
water.
The situation.
Exactly,
you would
be in the pool.
Yeah, I think they're doing that on purpose to be like. You know, it's not just organized. Oh, when we do a drill, you have to be in situations that are tough to get out of.
Well, if the roof collapses, then there doesn't matter if they're in
you're
water.
Still
or not.
In the pool.
No, but
yeah, but I'm just saying.
No,
I understand what Jasmine's saying, though. That is the
that
worst.
Is the worst.
The
it's
worst.
Embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, and it's no fun to be in your swimwear when you have to go in a fire drill.
So I like it, but swimwear.
The good thing was, though, at least it wasn't winter, so...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that would be the worst. That would be the worst if it was zero, sub-zero temperatures.
All right, thanks, Jasmine. Thank you for that. All right, so we're getting some good stuff here.
Yeah, yeah. And people have thought through this.
All right, let me go to the... okay. I know this. Shannon's got a good one here, 708. The worst is lying in bed at 2 a.m., hearing your cat coughing up a fur ball in the living room, knowing full well that in the morning you'll forget having heard that sound, and waking up the next day and stepping in the slimy grossness.
And then you smear it. You smear it right there.
First circle. Okay.
God.
Okay. 224 says the worst is knowing that 8,000 kids are going to be on Lakeshore. I'm sorry. I'm such a Chicagoan. That's so funny. LSD is actually LSD acid. They're talking about the drug.
They're not talking about Lakeshore
Drive. I thought
it was
Lakeshore Drive as I'm reading. I'm like, oh, they just abbreviate. No, they're talking about the worst is 8,000 kids are going to be on LSD at the Cubs Park this weekend for the Fish Show. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if that's true. I'm not sure if that's the worst.
Yeah.
If they get out of the stadium, that might be the worst.
Might be the worst that they're still doing concerts.
Yes. All right, we got a good one. A good one. Here we go. This one is really good. 949. This might be a contender. The worst is when you call out of work for being sick. You call in sick so you can see the Cubbies on TV. And your coworkers come to your house with soup.
Oh. What do you do in that instance? Just splash water in your face?
Is the boss there? Because if the boss there, that's bad. If it's just your coworkers,
then what do you... Yeah, what
you kind of go, please don't tell on me. Right. Hey, nice soup. This is good. Hey, I got some beers. I don't know. Depends on the office you work in, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. 773 says the worst is trying to listen to WGN radio and bad weather cuts you off. Yeah, that bad weather's coming.
Yeah, that's supposed to be a big deal tomorrow.
Yeah, there's talk of it being the first sort of severe weather of the summer.
Okay.
And that's never good when it's hot and a cold front comes in. So
I was planning.
That reminds me of. Oh, go ahead.
I was planning on biking to work tomorrow, so I modified those plans.
There's supposed to be storms at every sort of day part. That's me, also what's going
to
make it.
To
bad.
Me, one of the Great. Worst things is when you when it's summer and you've got all your windows open, and then you go and you're out for the day, and then it has one of those flash flood things, and you come home and everything you own is wet because of that. Yeah, that's the worst.
All right, let's go to Sue. Sue, what's the worst?
Hi, you know, I enjoy photography and artwork and so on, and sometimes I take a walk, like tonight, and I just find, you know, an interesting crack in the sidewalk, or, you know, I want to take a picture of the full moon, and the neighbors are looking at me like, are you taking a picture of our house, or the dogs are howling and all this, and I'm like, I'm just trying to mind my own business, man, and, you know, enjoy my passion.
Yeah, I can understand that, but I feel like I also would say, thanks for that, Sue. I would say that if it were me, if I'm the neighbor and I saw you focusing your camera into my bedroom window, I'd be like, meh.
I'd have a questions.
Maybe, what are you doing down there?
Yeah.
Following my passion? Let's go to George. George, what's the worst?
I got to say the worst is when the Blackhawks get eliminated from the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah. There's no doubt about that, George. Thank you for that. And the worst is when, not only that, the first round of the playoffs, and you are forever sort of have to remember that, because every single playoff series to the Stanley Cup, it goes for like two more months. So you forget completely that the Hawks were – you can't forget. Because you're like, okay, they got bounced from the playoffs, big deal, this will be over soon. But hockey takes, especially playoffs, takes so long that the Stanley Cup playoffs ended last week.
Mm-hmm. Really?
The Blackhawks were eliminated in April.
Well, there you go.
So the idea of having to live through that as a hockey fan and be like, every time, like, this could be us, or last year this was us,
yeah,
all the way through is tough. So, yeah, I understand that. But, wait, we might have some good news tomorrow. The playoff, or the MVP will be announced, and there's some rumor that it could be Patrick Kane from the Blackhawks. So
well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. All right, 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst here tonight. Don Hall and Tyler Green are here. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll read the text. We'll get to the phone calls. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
What's going down,
It's the worst here on the download, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Tyler Green and Don Hall in studio with me. They're the guys behind General Admission, the arts and culture podcast. They just put one out this week, generaladmissionchicago.com. How often do you guys put out the podcast?
We try to do it every 2 weeks for 12 episodes. So we've got another one coming out in about a week and a half.
What's going to be that one?
There's a woman here in Chicago named, her name is Allison Flowers.
Don't disrespect my listeners. She was a guest on the Big Table.
Oh, what's she? Okay, there you go.
So don't disrespect Download Nation.
Sorry,
Dyer.
It's him. You're looking at me when you say the disrespect thing. I said nothing.
I'm joking.
Yeah. Anyway, so for those of you that didn't listen to that episode on the Big Table, she is a journalist, an investigative reporter who looks into exonerated individuals, and wrote a book about the exonerees that she's covered and called The Exoneree Diaries. So we talked to her about that book, but we're an arts podcast. So my big question was, can investigative reporters be artists?
Yeah.
And her response was actually pretty awesome, which I'll save for the episode.
My questions were mostly, how do you get a book written?
Yeah.
I mean, because that's the thing. It's like, how do you get somebody to say, yeah, I'm going to publish your book in this day and age where you can't make money on a book?
Yeah.
You know,
we could talk offline. I've had so many authors on who could answer that question. We had a great conversation with Stacey Ballas.
Mm.
She writes a lot of, she writes what's like a genre of almost like romantic comedy meets food. It's like almost like a genre now, like culinary love stories.
Sure.
Yeah. It's a genre? Really, no, but it's interesting. Yeah. There's like, it's almost like foodie. It's foodie lit.
Okay.
That's what they call it. Foodie lit.
Foodie rom-com.
So it's like he looked right at me when he said that.
The heroine or the protagonist is someone in the culinary industry.
Okay.
You know, it's about chefs. It's about pastry chefs, her books. Anyway, she's written 11 books. Should be interesting to talk to her about how she actually does it, and she has deals and the whole bit. So we talked a lot about that. So anyway, 312-981-7200. Sandy, what's the worst?
It may not be as bad as some of the rest, but I think Flo needs to retire.
Flo.
Flo from Progressive Insurance.
Oh, the Progressive. the obnoxious Progressive lady.
Thank you.
She
Sandy.
Is, in fact, the worst. Yeah. She's the worst.
She needs to go.
I see it from the other side where I'm always like, every time I go, good for her. Good that actress is getting money. Like, she's getting, like, because, you know, they run through actresses and actors in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
And they never get anything. So to get a recurring role and to have it last as long, I'll take the lame writing and stuff like that. Good for you, Flo.
Yeah, well, I bet just like Daniel Radcliffe is always going to be Harry Potter. I don't think that woman's going to be. Gosh, you know, I was Flo for 45 years. It's just not a. That's not a badge of honor.
She's the new. Can you hear me now?
She is.
Affleck.
Where's the beef? Thanks, Jackie.
Where's the beef?
Or thanks, Sandy. Thanks, Sandy. Jackie's on the line now. Jackie, what's the worst?
The worst is when you have someone you care about that has halitosis and you don't know how to tell them. You can't fix it with a mint. This is ongoing.
That's
bad.
Is there a halitosis doctor, like a mouth doctor or something?
I think so.
Ear, nose.
But I mean, how do you even send someone to that?
I guess, yeah. I wish it was like an iTunes gift card.
You know, an intervention.
You know, Jackie,
yeah, like
once.
An anonymous Hallmark card?
Here's the thing. I had a friend of mine a long time ago that was in the theater I was with, and he smelled bad. He didn't shower. He really smelled bad. And the actors in the company said, listen, he smells bad, and he stinks all over us, and if you don't kick him out of the show, we're going to quit. And so one morning I called him up and said, hey, you want to come have breakfast with me before rehearsal? And he said, yeah, sure. I said, great. So you'll take a shower, and you're going to wear clean clothes. He was totally insulted. And I said, dude, you stink, and nobody wants to work with you because you smell like bad, really bad.
My favorite part about this story is you set it up like you're creatively going to deal with this, all it turned into was a direct like.
Yeah, well, that was the way. It's like, hey, honey, hey, friend.
So essentially, Jackie, what you need to do
is these
go,
mints?
Hey, I'd love to have some mint because you have bad breath.
There you go.
Something's got to give because I keep saying, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry, my breath must be bad. And they keep going, no, it's not. They're not getting it.
So you just got to be direct, Jackie. You just got to say, wow.
I don't know about that.
Did you just eat a foot? Woof, that's awful. And, you know.
Did you just eat a foot?
Thanks, Jackie. That's good.
That's the worst.
I love it. Here's what I did.
Yeah.
called him and I told him.
Yes, that's pretty much it.
All right, here we go. 773 says, the worst is when you run into your longtime no-see ex-girlfriend at your worst looking day of the year. From bad hair to mismatched socks. So they look bad.
They look bad or you look bad?
You look bad.
Okay, and that matters? They're the ex.
Yeah.
Why do you care what they think what you look like? You should be like, hey, I don't care what I look like now because I don't even have to dress up for you. Right. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
You have the biggest smile on your face right now. Why?
I don't know. I'm having fun on the download.
The worst is trying to return something without a receipt. You only get store credit and the last sale price if you're lucky.
Ooh.
I hate that.
I do. I hate that.
Put that up near the top.
That's the worst.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's
so annoying.
Bad.
It's your money. You return it. You want to return it.
Yeah, but
why do you get store credit?
Because what the reason that they have to do that is because scammers have taken advantage of the system.
That's true, and that's the other reason.
Blame
that Hamilton
tickets are
scammers. So expensive, right? Because
exactly. The reason that you're fighting on Ticketmaster is because there are people who are trying to buy those so they can resale. That scammers ruin everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's one way of putting it. Sure.
Sure. All right. 312 says the worst is when people on your Facebook try to sell you something.
Yeah.
I don't want your overpriced mascara, candles, lotions, or fake jewelry. Leave me alone.
What kind of friends do you have?
I've never had that happen
those
to me.
Robots.
I've never had a friend in my
those are
life
called
that tried to sell
those
me
are
mascara or lotions. I mean, if Tyler's my friend on Facebook, if suddenly he Facebooked me and said, would you buy this lotion? I would go, what are you talking about?
Those are Facebook ads that Facebook puts on.
Yeah,
those aren't your
friends that are selling
you
lotions.
I think I'll accept the friendship from Revlon.
I'll like that page.
Mark Revlon. Yes. he has so many mutual friends of mine.
815 says the worst is when you try warning your fellow drivers of a pending speed trap by flashing your lights. Classic move.
Yes.
And then you look up to see the cop is actually driving behind you. Yeah, that's
pretty bad. Yeah. I think the worst is that when you get pulled over by a policeman and you get double teamed in the way that you're going to get a ticket, and they're going to lecture you. It's like, do me a favor. If you give me a ticket, then save me the lecture. I don't need to be told how stupid I am.
I would love to just be the cop that pulls you over. I mean, that would be...
It's a bad scene for me. It's always bad for me, and it's a
I have little experience with this, but it has happened. I got once at the worst, and they give this one away, is getting pulled over from the front. I got pulled over by a police officer in front of me because he felt like I was driving too fast behind him.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
It was
a lot like the beginning scene of Super Troopers.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, I don't know what's happening here.
What did you do? What did you say?
I go, what are you doing? He's like, I sped up to get away from you and you still are behind me.
Oh, clever.
And he's like, you're driving too fast. If I'm going 85 and you're still here, you're driving too fast. But then he only gave me like a lecture because he really doesn't have
You didn't get a ticket.
Yeah, because he doesn't have any reason to do that.
I think that's fine. If you're going to get the lecture, awesome. If you don't get a ticket, but if you're going to get a ticket, don't give the lecture.
You guys want to know what the worst is?
What's the worst?
When you're 16 years old and your high school starts a musical theater program, you get really excited about it because you're like going to be able to do musicals. Uh-huh. And your audition song is This Is the Moment from Jekyll and Hyde. And you're driving down a really long road in the middle of nowhere and you're singing at the top of your lungs, This Is the Moment. You know that song? Nobody probably knows the song, but no,
you're the only
song.
Person that thinks this is the worst because you're the song. Only person that's ever experienced this.
And then I got pulled over going 80 and a 40. And it's still... still on my record. It's the only thing on my record.
Did you
and
sing
I said,
the
and
rest
he,
of the
he
song?
Said, he said, Tyler. He said, do you know why I pulled you over? And I said, I think I was going pretty fast. He goes, why were you going so fast? I said, do you want to know the real answer? And he said, son, tell me the truth. And I said, I was singing a Broadway musical in preparation for an audition. Turned around, walked to his car, came back, gave me a ticket to
$300. The answer should have been, you want to know the real reason? I want to know the real reason. Because I am Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
This is the moment.
Yeah, there you go. Sing the song.
Go into it.
I mean, he's going to get a ticket anyway. At least you could sing a song for him.
Arrested me. At that
Are you
point.
Okay, Tyler?
I just went back to.
He went back in time, and he's traumatized.
Let's go to Kelly. Kelly, what's the worst, Kelly?
My personal worst. And hey, I'm in Kansas, by the way. I wanted to tell you guys.
Nice.
Thanks for calling.
All the time. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
My personal worst is when I've had a long, hard day at work, and I come home at 5:00 thinking, oh, I cannot wait to eat my leftovers from the best Mexican restaurant in town, and I get in there, and they're gone.
Oh, no.
The damn kids ate them.
I said that earlier. Pets and kids, the worst.
Yeah, they got to go.
Thank you for that, Kelly. I like Kelly. That's a good
that
one.
That was a good
Kelly's
one, yeah.
Good,
oh, yeah.
I'm
on
a Kansas
the only thing I will say is I'm from Kansas, and the best Mexican restaurant in Kansas is not a good Mexican restaurant. I'm just saying.
You're really going to give like a shout-out. It's on Route 12,
no,
and it's
no,
called
the best,
blah, blah,
the best
blah.
Mexican restaurant in Kansas is not All a right. good Mexican restaurant.
312-981-7200. We'll get to the rest of the texts and phone calls when we return here on The Worst. Stay with us.
What's going down, y'all?
It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman playing The Worst. We got our winners, but we're going to read the texts that are coming in. 312-981-7200 for Kristen. This is good for Kristen Decker here at WGN. She's got a worst. She went out to West Chicago tonight to the drive-in movie theater there. She drove it from the suburbs, and there was an hour plus wait. And after 2 hours, they finally said we're at capacity, and she was turned away.
Ooh. Yeah. Because that's just sitting in your car for 2 hours hoping.
So take your Hamilton.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I didn't know drive-in movies still existed, so that's illuminating for me.
They're cool.
They're cool. They're very cool.
Yeah, I love drive-in movies.
All right, here we go. Let's go through some of these texts. The worst are people that are only happy when they're miserable and complaining. That's the whole premise of this show.
Yeah, that's the premise of Facebook. Are you kidding me? Social media wouldn't exist if it weren't for that.
That's true. Okay, I'm going down the list here. There's one about having the flu and vomiting in the toilet. We'll skip that.
Yummy.
Yeah, exactly. Oof. Here's one for you, Tyler. Worse is when you're buying Hamilton tickets and it's taken right from you during when you're trying to pay for them.
Yeah, that happened to me. I think what they're saying is that
they
say you've got it and they're in the cart and they say they go into the order page. And then it says, oh, I'm sorry, the map has closed or crashed or something. You know, I mean, I'm over it now. I mean, this has been a great therapy session.
When you've got
400,000
people all trying to fit themselves through the same doorway, some people are just not going to get through.
Well, Don, you know, maybe this is for our generation, a little bit older than Tyler here, but we were talking about it earlier about, you know, for us, if I wanted to go see the Rattle and Hum tour,
yeah,
you'd pull the old landline and you just keep hitting the number and it would be a busy signal at their busy signal at their busy
signal. I remember
signal.
Yep. Waiting in line at Sears to get, I think, Creed tickets.
Oh,
and there was
God.
A bunch of people there.
Oh, my
there
God. There are so many things wrong with that statement.
Who had, like, straggly hair. And they're like, I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Tyler,
are you going to see Creed? And they were like, no, we're going to see Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And I was like, what's that? And then I got my Creed tickets and they all didn't get their Crosby,
you understand
Stills,
we run
Nash,
an arts podcast. You're destroying any credibility we have.
Yeah, it was like 13.
Let's keep going here. 312 says, when you realize that you left, the worst is when you realize you left your cell phone in the car that you just dropped off for repairs. When you go back to get it, the repair shop is closed and your car's locked inside 5 feet in the air on the lift with the phone still inside. And it's still there, so this text is being sent from my son's phone. That's funny.
But the good thing is you have access to your son's phone, so you can see what he's been up to, and then have a man-to-man, heart-to-heart talk standing outside the repair shop. And becomes a Ben Stiller film.
Who are you texting?
Yeah.
815, the worst is that someone apparently stole my son's fish tickets, about 300 for four tickets, and Ticketmaster won't do a thing.
I don't understand why they would do anything.
I don't know. How do you steal tickets? Is that like a fishing kind of thing?
Fishing,
like,
nice.
Yeah, I mean, were they
yeah,
like
that's
hard
what I'm
ticket.
Like,
it
seems like if you're going
tickets
to Ticketmaster, yeah, I don't
digital
think,
tickets.
You know, that's the thing digital tickets. So if he must have bought the tickets,
and then somebody like a Russian hacker came in and like got them.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like,
I'm gonna suggest that her son may be lying.
I'm going to suggest that perhaps.
Hey, that's a different show. Let's move on.
Check his sock drawer.
Yeah, 847 says when you're chipping paint because you're bored and a chip goes deep under your fingernail.
Oh. Yeah. Ow, 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 ow.
Yeah.
708 says Donald Trump's hair.
Well, okay, you know, that goes without saying.
I don't know if I did this one. I like this one. 708. According to my mom, summer solstice is the worst because it means every day has less daylight hours than the one before. That's kind of sweet.
Poetic.
It's poetic, but for a 50-year-old man, that just means more sleep for me.
Yeah,
thank
right,
you.
Right. All right. Let's see. I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. Okay, good. All right. So we got our winners. The winners tonight. All right. Third and second place are going to get a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. We've got two of those for third and second. First place, a pair of tickets to My Son the Waiter, a Jewish tragedy playing at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts from July 7th through August 7th. It's 90 minutes of nonstop laughter about the story of one man's lengthy struggle to make it as an actor in New York, starring Brad Zimmerman. Get tickets by phone at 847-673-6300 or online at NorthShoreCenter.org. All right, so we got our winners here. Number three. All right, number three comes from 949.
That's not annoying at all, Don.
I'm just doing drum roll. Just
good.
A little
like
drum
that.
Roll.
Yeah,
thank you can have
the,
yeah.
Pete,
it's
do you have
performer.
A sound effect or something?
No, I like this.
There you go.
It
gives it a, yeah.
Blue
the worst, all right, third place goes to the worst is when you call off work for being quote-unquote sick so you can watch the Cubbies and your coworkers come to your house with soup.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
Hopefully
now you
it's
got a pizza.
Good soup.
Now you got a pizza for the next time you call.
Exactly. Tell your
all
friends
right,
to
second,
stay.
All right, second place tonight also gets a pizza gift certificate. This goes to Kelly. Kelly from Kansas, who complained about her kids eating her leftovers.
There you go.
You know what?
The second worst is getting Lou Malnati gift certificates when you live in Kansas.
Well, she could probably get it. Yeah, exactly. She's probably not going to get it. All right. And our first place tonight, this one comes. This is literally the worst. This is Christy. Christy's on the line. Christy, I hope your toe is doing okay. It broke her toe when she tried to take her dog out last night. Christy, congratulations. You're the winner.
Yay.
Thank you. Awesome.
So at least it takes a little bit of the pain away.
I'm going to also throw in, just for fun, the Hamilton tickets I didn't get. It'll be fun. We'll go on a date together.
We'll go. That's right. Christy.
Okay.
And don't resent your dog. Do yeah. not resent your dog. It's not your dog's fault that you broke your toe, but I know you feel that way.
It kind of is.
Yeah, yeah.
Does your dog recognize your pain?
Not at all.
Because dogs can sense pain in humans and they're empathy. No, they're not. No, they're not. They're just dogs. No, they just want to eat and sleep and then...
And go outside.
Lick themselves. That's all they want to do. So there's no empathetic.
Well, Christy, congratulations. You get the tickets. Stay on the line. Thanks for playing tonight. We appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
All right. And thanks to you, Don Hall and
Thank
Tyler
you.
Green. Thanks. General Admission is the Arts and Culture Podcast. GeneralAdmissionChicago.com. Go listen to it, guys. Until next time, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.